Craw, Hiram A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. February 24, 1904. Dear Brother Craw, I write to ask you if you can lend me $1,000 or $2,000 at a low rate of interest. If you can, it will be a great accommodation to me. I am trying to prepare for publication many things that the people should have. I desire to complete manuscripts on both Old and New Testament history, that this matter may, as soon as possible, be put into circulation in book form. I invest in the work of God all the means that I can possibly spare. I sent $1,000 to Elder Haskell to help in beginning the work in New York City. He and his wife have done faithful work in this large city. They are able to explain the word with such simplicity that those who desire to understand the truth are enlightened. As a result of their labors in New York, many have accepted the truth and have founded their house so firmly on the rock that the storm and tempest of error cannot move them. I wish that I had money to invest in other places like Greater New York. Many cities in the South should be worked. We who know the truth should do what we can to proclaim the truth in new places, to carry the light to those who are in the darkness of error. Those who have never heard the truth for this time are to be given an opportunity of understanding it. But it requires money to carry the truth to new fields. When I urge our brethren to begin the work in new places, they often say, "We are doing all that we can with the means that we have at our command. Unless we can raise the necessary money, it will be impossible for us to enter our large cities with the gospel message. I appeal to all our people to do what they can with the means they have received from the Lord, to help in fulfilling the commission that Christ gave to his disciples just before he left them. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 19, 20. To us is committed the most solemn message ever committed to mortals. Every delay is a loss of most precious time. Can you influence any of those whom you know to be entrusted by the Lord with the talent of means to lend me money, with or without interest, to be used in the work of the Lord? I will give my note for whatever sums I may receive. In the past, some have lent me money without interest, and no one has ever asked me for the return of his money without receiving it. If our brethren will now lend me money, with or without interest, I will invest it in various parts of the field to help carry forward the work that needs to be done. It was thus that I helped in the advancement of the work in Australia. I should like to write particulars, but cannot do so now. I borrowed money for the erection of meeting houses and to provide facilities for tent meetings. After a time, Elder Haskell came to Australia, and he was a great help to us. He interested some of our brethren in Africa in the work that was being started, and they sent us $2,000 to invest in the work in Australia. I used the royalties on my books to help in starting a school in Melbourne, and then I borrowed money from those who were interested in the work. After the work was started in Victoria, we went to New South Wales, which was then a new field, and there the Lord wrought for us at every step. The work has advanced rapidly, and now we have an excellent work established. I hope sometime to publish an account of our labors in starting the work in Australia. We realize that the truths of the Word of God must be carried to all the world, and we are doing the best we can. I have helped the work in Europe as much as possible. It cost me over $3,000 to have my books translated into the foreign languages. All the royalty on my books sold in Europe, I have given to the work in that field. This has amounted to several thousand dollars. Elder Conradi has been doing a noble work in the different countries of Europe. A few weeks ago, Elder Conradi sent me $500 of my royalty, hearing that I was pressed for means. As soon as I receive sufficient money from the sale of my books, I shall return this $500. Besides what I have invested in Australia and in Europe, I have also made donations to the southern field. I have borrowed money to send to them when they were in strait places. I shall continue to do all I can to help the needy fields. Time is short, and I wish to see the money of our people that is tied up in banks put into circulation where it can help the work of God. When I receive what I have invested in my books, I hope to have money sufficient to repay what I have borrowed, and to have more of my own money to use. My brother, you are acquainted with my early experience. You understand how the Spirit of the Lord has led and instructed me. You have seen the manifestation of the Spirit and have believed the testimonies. I am glad to address you as one who has held fast his confidence. Will you place a copy of this letter in the hands of those whom you think might be sufficiently interested in the work of God to make me their agent, and entrust me with their means, either as a loan or a gift? Let us do all we can to help advance the work. The southern field needs help. Washington, the capital city of our nation, needs help. Brother Megan needs help at Berrien Springs. For lack of means, the school at Berrien Springs has not buildings suitable for their work. The health of teachers and students is imperiled. I have been surprised that they can get along as they have done, with such poor facilities. My soul is in distress as I see souls perishing out of Christ. I long to see them coming into the truth. I see many places where means is greatly needed, that a beginning may be made. The medical missionary work is the pioneer work of the gospel. Work for the sick and suffering tends to remove prejudice against the evangelical work. The hearts of those for whom medical missionary work is done are often, by this means, opened to the truth. By this work, wealthy people may be reached, who with their means will assist in the work. This has been demonstrated in Australia. We have no time to lose. Troublous times are before us. The world is stirred with the spirit of war. Soon, the scenes of trouble spoken of in the prophecies will take place. The prophecy in the 11th of Daniel has nearly reached its complete fulfillment. Much of the history that has taken place in fulfillment of this prophecy will be repeated. In the 30th verse, a power is spoken of that shall be grieved, and return, and have indignation against the Holy Covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return, and have intelligence with them that forsake the Holy Covenant. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong, and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword, and by flame, by captivity, and by spoil, many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be holpen with a little help. But many shall cleave to them with flatteries, and some of them of understanding shall fall, to try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself, and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Verses 30-36. Scenes similar to those described in these words will take place. We see evidence that Satan is fast obtaining the control of human minds, who have not the fear of God before them. Let all read and understand the prophecies of this book, for we are now entering upon the time of trouble spoken of. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince that standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered. every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Daniel 12, verse 1 to 4. The Spirit of the Lord is being withdrawn from the world. It is no time now for men to exalt themselves. It is no time for the people of God to be erecting costly buildings, or to be using the Lord's entrusted talent of means in glorifying themselves. Whatever we do, we should do economically. The buildings we erect should be plain, without useless display. Let us beware of selfish greed.